American pistachio growers throughout California, Arizona, and New Mexico met in Carlsbad, California, late February, early March, and it was a record crowd. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Richard Matoyan is the president of American Pistachio Growers.
We had almost 1,200 pre-registered, and we had an additional 200 register on site, so our numbers are pretty close to 1,400, which is a record for our annual conference.
And a big part of that, of course, was that the pistachio growers were just missing in-person meetings.
I think it was a combination. We haven't had an annual conference for a couple of years. Number two, we have people wanting to get back together, and where we are relative to the COVID and particularly the Omicron variant, I think people felt safe. And number three, we have a lot of new growers and a lot of new interest in pistachio. So all of those all combined together to produce our record numbers.
Mating disruption on naval orangeworm, does it always prevent mating and egg laying? David Haviland is a UCANR farm advisor, Kern County Entomology.
Are we preventing mating and preventing egg laying? Not necessarily. What we're doing is we're reducing the amount of mating, reducing the amount of eggs that can be laid, and part of that's by delaying the time it takes for mating to occur. So across all of our trials, what we see in egg traps is usually about a 50% reduction in eggs, not a 100% reduction like we wish we could see.
I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.